The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're just going to read these two short paragraphs again, because that's as far as we got. So in the Kuntres on the shir of Chukos HaGoyim, I'm just going to read it in English. It says, see the Sefer Mitzvot Losa, say 30, where the Rambam specifies that the Isra of Chukos HaGoyim is in three areas: hair, garments, and buildings. And he says the same thing with Chukos HaGoyim, Yod Aleph Aleph. One can ask, since the Pasuk speaks generally about the prohibition of don't go in the Chukos HaGoyim, where do we learn out that this Isser is specifically in these three topics? Because that was the first question. We're just reviewing. And he says the precise name for these halachos is Hilchos Avodah Zarah v'Chukos HaGoyim. The implication being that there are two sections of these halachos, just like Hilchos Tefillah and Birkas Kohanim, where we gave other examples. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah v'Chukos HaGoyim, there are 51 mitzvos, but only one mitzvah that's Chukos HaGoy. And its place is in the it only occupies three halachos. That's Yud Aleph, Aleph, or Gimel. If so, we need to understand why does the Rambam call these halachos by this name and not something else, like Hilchos Avodah Zarah uvenavi sheker, or Stam Hilchos Avodah Zarah? Yeah, that was the second question. That's as far as we got. Okay, new material. Ein Hilchos Chukos HaGoyim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalid Ad Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. We're not going to do that. We're going to look at the first part, and then I'll show you what the rest talks about. So in Avodah Zarah Chukos HaGoyim Yud Aleph. Okay, so the first three were about Chukos HaGoy. Then he says, "In Menachashim kagoyim, we do not read omens like the goyim." Shnemar lo tanachashu, and he goes through Nichush, omen reading. Then he says, "Kosim is the going into a trance, right?" And then he goes into Maonin, which is the astrology, and then the sleight of hand. And then he goes into Chover Chavra, which is saying incantations. Then he says, and then also saying Tehillim for the sick. Okay. Then he says, consulting the dead is in 10. Then consulting an over Yidoni. Then sorcerer or sorceress. And then he says that all these things are, I'm going to read this now because we're going to read this at some point. V'dvarim ha'elu kulam divrei sheker v'kazavein. All these things are false and lies. Okay, v'him shehitu behen ovdei avodah zarah hakadmonim l'goy ha'aratos k'dei sheyehanu acharehem. And this is what the early ovdei avodah zarah used to fool the goyim of the lands in order to get them to be drawn after them. You guys know who David Blaine is, mm-hmm. The magician, right? So his second TV special ever was he went to some, like, I don't know if it was like in the Amazon or like Papua New Guinea. He went to some like tribal area, and he basically did things that would convince them that he's a sorcerer, and then he explained to them how magic works, you know, and like you could really see it like that. That's when I really appreciated how easy it is to like use trickery to like fool, you know, Ovdei Avodah Zarah into like, you know, that you got some sort of like a connection with the god, you know. So that's what he's saying that happened. Vein roi l'Yisrael, and it is not proper for Jews, shame chachamim mechukamim, who are wizened wise people. Not wise and like with a Z, mm-hmm. to be drawn after these nothingnesses, and not to even entertain the notion that these things have a benefit. It says, he quotes Bilam here, there's no omen reading in Jacob and no sorcery in Israel, no fortune telling in Israel. It says, these nations that you're going to be driving out to inherit their land, they listen to the fortune teller, the astrologers and the fortune tellers. Not so has Hashem given to you. Anyone who believes in these things and believes in his heart that they are true and matters of Chachma, but the Torah just prohibited them, right, like the Ramban holds. That's the big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban here. The big machlokas is if there's one of the big machlokasim. Eino elamin haschalim machsire hadas. They are only among the ignorant and those who lack knowledge. Fools are people who lack knowledge. Uvichlal hanashim machtanim shein daitam shleima. They're included in the women and children whose minds are not mature. While balei chachma utmimi hadas, the people who are balei chachma and no, I don't think he means they have the chalos shame isha and katan. Yeah. Okay. The people who are balei chachma utmimi hadas and who are sound in their minds. Yedu brayos berurus shakol elo dvarim shasra hatorah inan divrei chachma ela tohu v'hevel. They know with clear proofs that all the things that the Torah prohibited are not words of Chachma, but they are nothingness and vanity. That the people who lack mind knowledge are drawn after and uproot all of the ways of truth on their account. Regarding all these, then the Torah warns against these havalim and says, you should be whole with Hashem, your God, which the Ramban says means also that you shouldn't rely on these sorcerers, even though the Ramban holds that these things are true. Yeah.
So just to be clear, so the Ramban is saying that the sorcery things that they're doing to do whatever they do,
yeah,
that all of that is fake, but would he agree that there's let's say a fortune teller, maybe someone who just knows how to read people very well,
right?
Like, he would agree that they're still like using Chachma in a sense that they're able to like train themselves to be able to pick up on nuances in people's behavior.
It depends on the style of fortune teller, right? Like, he does seem to acknowledge that in the Hakdamah to the Perush of Mishnayos, I believe, when he's talking about false Nevi'im, that it is possible for these people to get certain things right, but it's not going to be, there's inaccurate stuff mixed in and they can't get it fully right. So when he's talking about those people, then he might say that it is, that they're actually doing something real, but they're claiming it's magic. But I'm sure the Raman was aware of actual full charlatans, you know, mm-hmm. Who are just using trickery and not actually like picking up on anything, you know.
I mean, would it be wrong to say that according to what we're saying, somebody who is like one of these people who just, you know, is very adept at like reading people's,
yeah,
you know, faces and whatever, that would there be anything wrong with like saying that that's like, that they're doing something real?
So here's the closest thing that I know of in Chazal is there's a principle that says anything kol sheyesh bo refuah ein bo mishum darfei ha'amori. So anything that is medicinal, you know, that actually does refuah is not included in darfei ha'amori. And the poskim mefarshim say that like if it is, you know, a reliable thing, then it's not chukos ha'goyim. And Rabbi Joseph Weiss, that's Rabbi C.D. Weiss's father, on Tish B'Av this year, told me that he asked Rebbe about acupuncture. Okay. And, you know, because acupuncture originated in certain beliefs that were predicated, it's very hard to tell with Eastern religions what is what is part of their religion and what's just part of the way that they held that the world worked. But you know, you're dealing with chi, you know, and the energy. So Rabbi Weiss asked Rebbe, like, is that Darkei Ha'amori and Chukos Ha'goyim? And Rebbe said, as long as anything that the science supports is not Darkei Ha'amori, even if people still attach a Bodhisattva beliefs to it. So that was how Rebbe answered that question. So I assume the same thing here is like, you know, anything that is, you know, that there's scientific data to back up, you know, would not be intrinsically a Vodazara. You know, there still may be questions about like how it's done. For example, I don't think you'd be allowed to go to an acupuncturist who is like praying to Chinese gods and burning incense to the gods as part of the procedure, you know? Yeah. Or it might be in Maisei Vodazara, like, you know, or deriving Hana from, you know, might be any one of those 50. One, yeah.
Yeah. This question might open up a whole can of worms and it might take us a little off topic, okay, but I think it might also be, I'm not sure. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, you can ask. I can decide.
So you might even ask, I'm not sure if you have to cut this from the recording or not. We'll see.
So in that case, let me pause it and then I can always re-ask it on the recording. Okay, so we resume recording now that we got all the Wiccan confessions out of the way. Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm not naming names. All right. Just say it wasn't a boring question. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, the question was asked, Oren asked a question about people who do Avodah Zarah, do Avodah Zarah practices like this, not because they believe in it, but because of their... psychologically makes them feel better, or it gives them a certain boost, you know, whatever. Or so I said, it really is a sugya specific question on each particular type of Vodazara. Okay, so what is what does the Kuntra say here? He says, if you look at what we just looked at, he says, Ikal Mikhrach Shahalo Inyan Pas Harosh. Oh, sorry, we didn't look at the 12:1. Okay, 12:1 says, we don't shave the corners of the head like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and their priests did. Shneimar lo takivu pa'as roshchem. It says, don't round off the corners of your head. V'chayav al kol pe'a u'pe'a. You're chayav on each and every corner. L'fikach ha-megaleach shnei tzda'av. If you shave off your two sides, afilu b'vas achas, even in, at one time, v'hasra achas and one hasra, lokesh time, you get two machos. Yeah. So the question is, he says, you can ask, shalo inyan pa'as rosh shayach inyan haser b'chukos agoyim. Isn't this Indian of shaving the head, isn't that relevant to chukos agoyim, right? In other words, he just said chukos agoyim is hairstyles, right? So shouldn't he put it in uvzei yishlavi madua hifsi karamam b'neihem b'dinei menachish v'kosim u'ma'onim? So the question is, why does the Rambam start off in 11.1 through 3 by talking about hairstyles that you're not allowed to do because of the goyim? Then he goes through all these types of sorcery. Then in 12, he talks about hairstyles of goyim. Right, it just put the hairstyle stuff in one pair, and then all the omen stuff in the other pair. Right, makes sense. Okay, good question. All right, next the sefer mitzvos losa say lamed, which we read yesterday. Hevi Rambam es divrei Rabbi Meir isra chukos hagoy who darchei ha'amori. So the Rambam brings down the member of Rabbi Meir who holds that the prohibition of chukos hagoy is ways of the Amorites. V'chein kasav b'sefer sham she'echa min ha'mekoros lemitzvos who b'tosafta b'shabbos. So he says one of the sources of this mitzvah is the Tosefta and Shabbos, which lists all the Darkei HaMori. Ayin b'Tosefta Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Tosefta Aleph, Ad, Perek Ches, Tosefta Dalet, Demayrim b'Darkei HaMori. It lists all of them. El Shabachol Hanach, Isa Rak, Shnei Dvarim Ha'asurim, Mipnei Chukos Agoyim. But in all of those, there's only two things that are usher because of the Chukos Agoyim. Dehainu Bluris, Mesaper Komi, which are the two hairstyles. Kidi Isa, B'Hilchos Chukos Agoyim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. V'yish Lahavin, Sh'ima Ramam Hevi, as hatosefta k'makor b'sefer mitzvos rach l'shnei dvarim elu, maduah shavak es habavli v'azol l'tosefta. So if the Rambam, so again, the derech of the Rambam in the sefer mitzvos is at the end of each mitzvah, he tells you where to find in the Talmud the halachos for that mitzvah. So he says the tosefta in Shabbos. But if you look through the tosefta in Shabbos, there's only two chukos agoy things. So if the Rambam is actually trying to tell you where to find the halachos, why does he quote the tosefta instead of the bavli? Okay, v'halo havale lichto kimakoro l'shnei devarim es ha-gemara b'avodah zarah u'b'avakama kiti isa b'kesa mishnah. The halachos are found in avodah zarah and b'avakama, not predominantly in the Tosefta, which only has two halachos. Okay, so the Rambam has a bad citation, seemingly. Okay. Furthermore, shebchol inyan ha-tosefta sham b'inyan ha-klali shel darchei ha-mori, in all of the matters of the Tosefta there that are in general about darchei ha-mori, ha-isr ha-prati l'chol echad v'echad, chutz miblurus misaper komi, except for the particular iser for each and every one, except for those two hairstyles, is who miser acher v'lo chukos agoy. They come from another iser, not chukos agoy. Kagon hatosefta perek zayin tosefta gimel b'shchitas tarnagolas dekara kazachar dhavia midarcha hamori. Okay, so there is a case where if a chicken crows like a rooster, okay, and you shecht it, that's one of the Darkei HaMori, okay? And he says, Sh'isura hu nichush, the isur of that is omen reading, okay? Kid isa b'hilvas chukos agoyim, perek yud al halacha dad. He brings that down explicitly, that if you shecht your rooster, your chicken that crowed like a rooster because you think it's like bad luck, that's Darkei, that's nichush, that's not chukos agoyim, okay? V'shuv madu hevi haramam es hatosefta kimakor lachukos agoyim im hatosefta mayri b'darchei ha'emori shiruban asuros mipnei isurim shonim kagon nichush v'vule lachukos agoyim. So similar question, but he's saying if all of the stuff in the Tosefta fits into other isurim in avodah zarah, why is the Rambam bringing that as his source for chukos agoyim? Okay, let's hold on a second. Let me just see where he starts answering it. Oh yeah, could we do two more paragraphs? Because that will take us through the end of the questions, and then the answer would be next time. Okay. Okay, Ayin Pirish Mishnayos, Lavodazar Perak Alf Mishnah Gimel, Shakasav, Shein Lokin Al Bluris. So you don't get Malkus on having the Mohawk, on making the Mohawk. Lumas Hilchos Chukos Agoyin, Perak Yud Al Halachabe, Shakasav, the Hedya Shalokin Al Bluris. Okay, so there's a steer between the Pirish Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. Okay, do you get Malkus on the Bluris or not? Okay, V'af Shein Tirut Ela Lomar Dehadar Be Mimash Kasav Pirish Mishnayos, even though you can answer. The only answer is that he retracted from the Pirish Mishnayos. Okay, like Mishnah Torah is always his most up-to-date thing. Question is, what's the Havamina? That you would get Malchus on the that you, sorry, that you would not, correct. The in lomar the havi lav shein bo maisa. Don't say that it's a lav shein bo maisa. Shari, but tosefta lamdu es iser bebitwei haosev luris. Okay, so you can't learn that it's a lav shein bo maisa because the tosefta expresses it by saying one who makes a bluris. Eliyashon marsh ein lokin alav mishum lav shebeklalus ki the kasev habeis Yosef biyordia simin kuf ayin ches. So you could answer like the beis Yosef who says that you don't get malchus on a lav shebeklalus, which we're not going to go into what that is for time's sake. Vim kain yishal having my suffer haraman bid ishtani mi lav shebeklalus keheter malchus lebluris bepirish mishnayos lezesh akasa behilvas chukos avoyim sheina lav shebeklalus. Okay, so if you're going to use this lav shebeklalus answer, then what's the hava amino within lav shebeklalus from the pirish mishnayos to the yad? I think best policy is we'll go into looking into that question when he answers it. I don't think it's going to be a big issue here. Okay. One more paragraph. Ayin yoredei simin kuf ayin ches ifim alef through beis shemikorim hu harambam. So yoredei kuf ayin ches ifim alef and beis. Let's just look at that just to see what it is. Presumably, it's going to be the isurim of nichush and stuff. Okay. Tur shulchan aruch kuf ayin ches. I just said. Okay. Kuf ayin ches. The final test.
I was
going to
make a Norden joke, but then I was like,
yeah, I was going to make the same joke. Okay. Hilchos kukus agoyim. Asur lelechus b'chukus goy. Ve'in tzarech lomar shlo liksom l'nachash l'onin shakol elu meforash in b'torah. Okay, fine. Same thing with Shulchan Aruch. In chukus, holchim b'chukus of the kochavim. Okay, fine. So the source is the Rambam. V'ha'makor l'sif gimel hu harashi al gemara sanhedrin daf tzadi beis amun alef b'dimas chod d'ika shlema. Okay, so sif gimel. Do you say the tour? No, just regular idea. So gimel says kum misha achal v'shir petitin al shulchano. Someone who ate and leaves crumbs on his table lo yavi pas shlema v'aniach al shulchan. Should not bring a whole piece of bread and leave it on the table. What are we talking about? Okay. Okay, fine. So the source, he says, is in Rashi on Avodazar Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Let's just see if they bring that down here. No. Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Sorry about this. Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. You could definitely feel the pull for Avodah Zarah to speed up the computer. Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Wait, that can't. Did I read it wrong? Oh, Sanhedrin. Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. What do you say?
Sometimes the computer is just tired.
That's a different kind of Avodah Zarah. Okay, Rashi. Dibur Maskel Shlema. Shlema. Dika Shlema behedya. Shemevi Shlema la'achar sh'achal v'nosin al shulchan ima petitim sh'shar demechzik del shema v'rezara abidhafe. Okay, fine. So he's saying that if you have, what do you call, crumbs, and then you bring a whole loaf and put it on the table, it seems like you're doing it l'shema v'rezara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so apparently that's Rashi Shita. So the country says, u'v'emes halachas petitin al shulchan shayachas isurin me'onin b'simen kuf ayin tes. So seemingly the halachos of the petitim is more shayach to me'onin, to lucky and unlucky times in kuf ayin tes kid isa sham b'rama al sif zayin yud zayin. So let's look at kuf ayin tes in the Shulchan Aruch. I should have left it open. I have to see what the parak is about. By the way, just to prevent a chil alator, this is not alator's fault. This is my computer's fault. Okay, that is slow. Kuf ayin tes. Which says, shalol l'chashef l'onin l'nachesh. And what do you say? The Raman Gimel? You gotta go. Yeah, Yud Zayin, thanks. Yud Zayin, all the way down. Your Ramah says, so the Shulchan Aruch says Hanogim la'aruch shulchan im minim ma'achal b'leil hamilav omrim shehu lemazal hatino usher. Interesting. Okay. I feel like, is that a thing with, do people do that for Shalom Zachar? People who are accustomed to set the table with types of food on the night of Mila and say that it's for the for luck for the Tino, that's Usher. I don't know what people do at a Shalom Zachar. I've never been.
No, this is a Mila.
Oh, a little Mila. Okay, fine. All right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I get, yeah. Yeah, of Ayin Le'el Sof Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. Okay, so he's saying that basically like halachos about the table setting because of superstitious things would seem to belong in this parak, so much so that the Ramah refers you to the halacha. No, no, that's not.
I know Minhanim, wait.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
I also question how specific these things are. I'll give Im Kin Yishlo Havin Madua Hebi Hamachaber Din De Petitin Mashlo Kasvu Haramah Vatur. So why does the Rambam, so here's the question, why does the Machaber bring down the halacha Petitin from Rashi when the Rambam and the Tur didn't bring it down? L'toch halachos kukos agoy, in the halachos of kukos goy, in the etzem shayachu l'simen haba, if really it's related to the next simen. A very specific question. Yeah, okay, fine. The earlier questions were more powerful, but B'li Nedra, tomorrow we will start to see the answers. And it's, I remember, it's quite an epic svara. So stay tuned.
You said, I think my mind just went, it's quite an epic Gilgamesh.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.